The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This month's job numbers show we're on the right track.
It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266,000.
We still have a long way to go.
When you go out to fill your gas tank and you notice that you're getting less gasoline per dollar, that's a Biden hidden tax.
So it is conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish the likelihood that you'll spread these diseases.
Now, from the relieffactor.com. Studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Fauci. A year or two or more from now, it is conceivable that people maybe, possibly, will be wearing masks forever. A year or two or more. Okay. I couldn't stop thinking of that comedian we played last week, Tyler Fisher. I heard somebody say today publicly that only 5% of people don't like or agree with Dr. Tony Fauci. 5%! Almost wrecked the car. I thought, wow, talk about being unaware of your audience. 5% like just a sliver, just a handful of people disagree with Dr. Fauci. This comedian's name is Tyler Fisher. And when Fauci said that, well, it's conceivable that maybe in a year or two or more, he said that. Do you have that clip isolated, Eric, of Fauci that you used in the open? Do we have that clip, the Fauci clip somewhere? Where's the Fauci clip? That's hysterical. Just play the part where Fauci says in your open toward the end. Do you have that? Well, a year or two or maybe more. Listen to this. This is Fauci's. This is Fauci speak. It's so good. And the comedian has Dr. And I don't have anything personally against Dr. Fauci. But I know that 95% of Americans don't think he's done a good job. 5% of Americans disapprove of Dr. Fauci. Add about 70 to that five number, you'd have about the right number. Man, this is funny. This is Dr. Fauci. And the comedian, the funniest comedy is when it's, you know, based on truth. Here's Fauci on one of the Sunday morning news shows. Somehow Eric has it, but Derek doesn't. I don't know why. But this must have come from one of the Sunday morning shows. And here's Dr. Tony Fauci on one of, I'm sure it's got to be Meet the Press. Right? It's got to be Chuck Todd. It isn't going to be any place that's... he ain't going on Tucker Carlson anytime soon. And Tucker would love to have it. Here's Dr. Tony Fauci.
So it is conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish the likelihood that you'll spread these diseases.
A year or two or more. That's why this comic is so... classic.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering, the thought of conceptualizing, the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
Again,
So it is conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish the likelihood that you'll spread these diseases.
Real hard to, I don't know who's the comedian, who's the real one. Yeah, 5% disagree with Dr. Fauci. Welcome in. Okay, it's Monday, May the 10th. We're in the relieffactor.com studios. The really interesting thing to me is going to be how we're going to treat people in our society who don't want to get a vaccination. Because the shaming is already well underway. The shaming is in full bore. Maybe we'll put a stamp on somebody on their forehead that you're just not a good enough person. You're just not a good enough person. The medical guy over on CNN wants Tucker Carlson to explain whether or not he's got the vaccine. CNN is obsessed with Fox News, and maybe they should be. Maybe they understand, and they're trying to, you know, they're yearning for a fraction of Fox News Channel's ratings, because Fox News clobbers CNN. They clobber them. They eat their lunch. CNN has a sliver of the ratings that Fox News has, and I guess they don't like it. So they put on Dr. Reiner, whoever that is, medical expert. He's demanding to know Tucker Carlson's vaccination status.
Yeah, so I think he's really a saboteur. That's what I think of Tucker Carlson. Every night he has a million questions about this vaccine. Somehow, magically, he has no one on his show that can answer these questions. I'm willing to answer these questions. And I have a question. I have two questions for Tucker Carlson. Number one, have you been vaccinated?
Right.
And number two, why won't you tell your audience whether you've been vaccinated? I'm tired of his nonsense.
Well, if the CNN medical analyst is tired of Tucker Carlson's nonsense, then Tucker Carlson's got to change his evil ways. It's all I know. You got to come clean. That man, whoever Dr. Reiner is demanding an answer to the question. Demanding an answer to the question. Is Tucker Carlson vaccinated? How about that? How about you? Are you vaccinated? I demand to know. I want you to tell me, because this is America, and now I get to know your medical status. This is America, and now we get to shun people who are making decisions about their own body. This is America. Now CNN gets to shame you. I see at Yankee Stadium they got a vaccinated section and a non-vaccinated section, right? How does that work? Do people in the non-vaccinated section get to get any food or beverage, any water? Can you throw them some crumbs? Or are you like in the ostracized section? How are we going to navigate through this? 1-800-655-MIKE. You think Tucker Carlson is obligated to tell his viewers whether he got a vaccine or not? Whatever happened to medical privacy issues, HIPAA laws, people having a right to choose what they get to do with their own body? Whatever happened to that my body, my choice expression? I wonder if Dr. Reiner over on CNN has any objection to the millions and millions of babies that have been aborted over the years. But her body, her choice, right, Dr. Reiner? I'm assuming. I don't know. Maybe he's pro-life. 1-800-655-MIKE. We've got a line open for you. I hope you join us. Call us, 800-655-6453, and help me understand this.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Dr. Fauci and all his cronies, they ignore the science. This is not about the science. It's about control, and we all know that. We all know it.
Mike, I had the virus. I'm naturally vaccinated with my immune system. I don't need to have a shot. Just proof that I got the antibodies.
Well, and the normal reaction to that is, okay, well, you don't feel you need to get it. You could even push back and say, well, there's lots of people who've had the coronavirus who've gotten vaccinated. There's nothing that says you can't get it again. But the abnormal reaction would be, you can't feel that way. You're going to kill people. You're terrible. You can't fly. You can't go to a Yankees game. You can't go. That's not a normal reaction. A normal reaction would be, it's America. I mean, none of us are medical experts. Have you noticed the people who pretend to be medical experts aren't any more of a medical expert than the rest of us? We all have opinions. But you're not allowed to express the opinion if it goes against the machine. The machine says you will conform, you will comply. Tucker Carlson must be stopped. He's guilty of medical misinformation. Now, on the subject of Tucker Carlson, before I take your phone calls. There's been a lot made of Tucker last week using that VAERS report data, and it was data. A few thousand people died after getting a vaccine. Apparently, though, in that vaccine adverse whatever reaction data is the caveat, they have no idea if the people who died after getting the vaccine died having anything to do with the vaccine. And if Tucker didn't include that, well, I guess that's problematic, sure. That would be nice for people to know. But I don't think Tucker Carlson is trying to scare people. I've heard him say over and over again, I think getting the vaccine is a good idea, as do I. I think getting the vaccine is a good idea. Seems to me, incidentally, newsflash, maybe I should say this whispering, numbers are plummeting. The numbers in America are plummeting. The hospitalizations, the infections, the deaths. But they mock people like Tucker or me for simply acknowledging we're a free country. You shouldn't be forced to do anything you don't want to do when it comes to the medical care and treatment of your body. So that's what I'm hearing isn't normal. What I heard this morning is not, I'm hearing over the weekend, it's not normal. I'm sick of Tucker Carlson's nonsense. He needs to tell us whether he got a vaccine or not. Who in the heck are you? What else you want to know about him? You want to know his medical history? You want to know what kind of prescriptions he takes? You want to know his income? What else do you want to know? You want to know, what do you want to know about him? Doctor? These people are goofy. They are goofy. Matthew, you're first up on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Matthew.
Good day, Mike.
Good day.
I just wanted to say this virus and the reaction to it is really, it's like Satan is trying to divide us, even people that have fraternal bonds, and that's what I do. I sell fraternal insurance.
Okay.
And people who have that really, really strong common bond of faith, if you don't have a vaccine or you don't wear a mask or don't want to wear a mask, you know, those people are, oh, my God, you can't do that. You know, I have a vaccine and a mask. And where's HIPAA privacy? Where's personal freedom? where's my attorney says I shouldn't share that information according to HIPAA. All that stuff's out the window, and it's just intentionally divide.
I mean, honest to goodness, why doesn't medical privacy matter on this subject anymore? I've watched, for example, I work for a big company, and our company struggles, I think. We have all kinds of HR people, and they make all these decisions. They're afraid to, maybe afraid in the right word, they're reluctant to say, I've seen the policy and the guidance. You can't ask somebody if they've gotten a vaccine. You can't ask somebody if they've gotten COVID. You're supposed to tell the office if you've, there's all these, we're in uncharted waters here. And I admit this is new territory. But the reaction to strip away Americans from any independence, from any opinions, asking questions. You're not allowed to do that, they say. And it makes me crazy. Glad you called, Matthew. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Joseph, you're up. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Mike, first-time caller. I just wanted to say thank you for having me, but it is a sad situation. Basically, in my own personal world, I have to say that I had a family incident where a family shunned me because they started asking questions about my health vaccination records. And I say, what Tucker would say, pound sand. It's not your business. And
none of your business. None of your business. Yeah. What gives people the right to think they can demand from you what your medical care is? I mean, Joseph, what the heck? So did you patch things up with this family member, or is it? Do you think it's over?
Oh, no. In fact, this was on a speaker call with my son present, and I was called all sorts of names because of my belief that it's not, you know, something I wanted to speak about, and they immediately assumed the worst of me, that I was somehow some type of individual they can typecast. And I personally believe that everyone has the right to have freedom of protecting their own privacy, and I think that's one of the civil liberties we've gotten, and I just can't believe that people would cross the line in family members.
And you know what? It just dawned on me as we're talking to each other, because you make such a great point about freedom. To Americans like you and me, freedom is more important than determining who's getting a vaccine and who isn't. Americans' freedom matters. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Honest to goodness, I don't know where we're going with this. What's life going to be like post-COVID in terms of the vaccine? Do you know?
The Mike Gallagher Show.
We believe Republicans will take the House in 2022. Just for a refresher, so everybody knows, in the last election, there wasn't one Republican incumbent to lose. First time since 1994. We were able to defeat 15 Democrats. Every single Democrat lost to a Republican woman, Republican minority, or Republican veteran.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Minutes before the hour. It's a good day to buy a product for MyPillow, because tonight is the big rally in Mitchell, South Dakota, for Mike Lindell's Frank speech. It's called the Frank Rally, and according to Business Insider, the demand has been really, really big tonight. In the days since Mike Lindell, the founder, the chief executive of MyPillow, announced he'd be holding the big rally at the Corn Palace. The venue's management has been fielding lots of phone calls. The palace is in Mitchell, which is a town with a population of about 15,000 people. I don't know how my buddy Joe Piscopo is going to be performing tonight. I think Joe is going to be singing for the crowd. An official with the Corn Palace, a guy named Doug Greenway, said, "We have a right to say that this wouldn't be a fit for us, but honestly, Mike Lindell hasn't done anything that would prevent us. It's no secret he's a born-again Christian and is a recovering addict, and those are all good things." How about that? So the Corn Palace didn't want to cancel Mike Lindell, like everybody else has tried to do. But see, there's a funny thing about the big box stores kicking MyPillow products out and canceling the sales of MyPillow. People just keep stepping up. I'll bet they're going to have a great turnout tonight. In fact, if you're headed to South Dakota, let me know how it goes. Let me know about your night. The Corn Palace, big night tonight. The big Frank rally, which will be, I think, officially launching Mike Lindell's new social media platform, Frank. Mike is expected to speak. There'll be a I know Joe Piscopo is going to be there. I'll bet you they'll have some other surprises. It's going to be pretty big night. And this will be a good day for you if you want to support this great American company out of Minnesota. You want the most comfortable, luxurious bed sheets you'll ever sleep on in your life. They're called the Giza Dream Sheets for a reason. They cut the cotton that comes from an area of the world, the Giza region, best cotton on earth. And because you listen to this show, you could order a set of these luxurious, comfortable, durable sheets. Buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code MikeG. And we've managed to get the MyPillow Premium amazingly low price back. I talked Mike into bringing back the $29.98 price. Normally, the pillows are $69.98, the premiums. Now they're $29.98. I got a great email over the weekend from Tim in South Carolina. Mike, I wanted to say thank you for supporting Mike Lindell and pushing my pillow. I ordered one for my wife and I. They came on Mother's Day. She's so happy. I just got home from a day with the kids so she could relax. I lay down and first words out of my mouth were, freedom never felt so good. Your support of Mike Lindell's business for all the right reasons is remarkable and saved us a chunk of change and our necks. I can't wait to wake up comfortably. Tim. Thank you, Tim. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Listener Special box that has the picture of Gallagher and Liddell. Click on that box, and with anything you order, don't forget to enter the promo code MikeG so you can get these huge discounts, like the $29.98 price for the Queen Premium MyPillow. $29.98. It's normally $69.98. We're knocking off $40 because you listen to the Mike Gallagher Show. The My Slippers. Took them over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're made from the same patented fill in the soles as the pillow. It's like walking on little pillows. They aren't slippers. They're a religious experience. I'm telling you, you'll thank me. 40% off when you enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. As we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG and good luck tonight to everybody who's going to be at the Corn Palace in South Dakota for the big kickoff of Frank. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. We're in a weird place. You know, I'm hearing people start shaming Americans who are worried about getting the vaccine. And, you know, interesting thing about data, interesting thing about science, interesting thing about what the government tells us about COVID, about how where we're going as a country, as we're hearing these headlines about baseball games being segregated with vaccinated and unvaccinated sections. Here's the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Conventional wisdom holds that shutting down America was worth it because lives were saved. But a new study by the University of Chicago shows the opposite. After the first month of the pandemic, organizations that adopted prevention protocols became safer places than the wider community. Officials who didn't see that coming forgot that organizations are rational and looked for cooperative solutions that improve the welfare of the group. In the study by University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan, called The Backward Art of Slowing the Spread, Congregation Efficiencies During COVID-19, empirical data was established showing that it tested the presumption that the workplace was less safe than the home. Turns out that was wrong. According to this study, available data from schools, hospitals, nursing homes, food processing plants, hairstylists, and airlines show employers adopting mitigation protocols. According to the study, per capita transmission rates on site fell dramatically, usually to levels below household transmission. In other words, you were safer at work than you were in the home. The lockdowns didn't help, didn't stop COVID. I mean, Mulligan established these findings. For all the smart kids, you know, for Judge Smales and all the smart kids who want to browbeat you into getting a vaccine and to follow, listen to Fauci and love what they're saying, check this out. This study, again, respected apparently economist named Casey Mulligan from the University of Chicago. I mean, this is the Wall Street Journal editorial board advancing this position. It's not too late to learn from 2020 and follow the science. One place to start is with Mr. Mulligan's findings summed up in a press release for the study. Data show that as a result of prevention protocols put in place by employers, workers have been 4 to 5 times less safe outside their workplace than inside it. While stay at home continues to be pushed as promoting public health, nobody's checking the data, which say the opposite. And as the Wall Street Journal editorial acknowledges, that was before the vaccines. Bruce, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hello, Bruce.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain.
Good.
Nobody wants to listen.
I'll listen to you. You can complain all you want. Tell me how bad you're, how you feeling.
I feel great, brother. No two ways about it. I'm 71 years old. I'm a cab driver in Detroit and avid motorcycle enthusiast.
Gotcha. God bless you. Keep on keeping on, Bruce.
That's all you can do. But this business of getting into our health records and stuff like that and having to have a paperwork, you know, that says you had to have a, that says you've been inoculated and all this other. Well, look, I wonder if all my gay friends would be happy with them coming after them for AIDS, you know. Well, now you got to, like, have a passport to travel. You got to have, you know, AIDS. If you got AIDS, it's got to be on that passport. You know what I mean? Or if you've ever
any kind of medical privacy is thrown out the window with COVID. You know it and I know it. It's like it's all turned up on it. Let me ask you a question as a cab driver. This is interesting to me. So do you wear a mask in your cab?
No.
Do people get upset by that?
You gotta understand. This was, we're talking pre rideshare. All right, we'll call rideshare. I'm not even gonna name these companies that went.
No, but we know who they are. Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, state of Michigan. What they did in the state of Michigan was they got rid of all the city ordinance taxis. All right, these were taxis. I worked for a company here, west side of Detroit. I had a bond plate for Detroit. I was bonded in Detroit, bonded in Dearborn. Had to have a specific license for both those communities. My own license, you know, like a driver's license.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're driving a cab. Right. You don't wear a mask. Do people get mad when you don't have your mask on in the cab?
Oh, no. Before, an orange cab had a screen. You know the screen in the cab?
Yeah, the partition.
That right there was... The reason why you had those was to get rid of the communicable diseases.
Yes, sir. So do you have a partition in your cab?
No. I know all my customers now.
You should not call. Don't call the show before mine because you're going to get in a lot of trouble. You will get yelled at, browbeaten, and you'll be in a lot of trouble. Not to mention, maybe he'd have more luck getting you focused a little bit, Bruce. But thank you. Hang in there. I appreciate your call. I don't know what any of that means about the licensing. I'm about to go back to New York in a week or so. Wow, won't that be an adventure? Because I don't think you don't get an Uber without a hermetically sealed spacesuit, right? Are they still notifying you, Pavlina? You got to make sure you're acknowledging. You got your mask on. The driver's got his mask on. You give each other, you know, each other's blood type. You make sure you give a list to the Uber driver of the. You know, I don't know how this, any of this. And the ride shares, I mean, how's that working? Lyft, what else are there? What are the other ride shares? Lyft and I guess Uber, right? I guess it's just Lyft and Uber. But, I mean, what a world we're in. What a world we're in. And, you know, look, I got to share this funny story. And then I'm going to get off this. We got other things to get to. We got to talk about the economy. We got to talk about the awful jobs numbers. With Biden telling the country, we're on the right track. Yeah, we're on the right track. 200-some thousand jobs added in the month of April. They expected 1 million. If Trump had those kinds of numbers, and then Trump turned out and said, turned around and said, we're on the right track, oh my gosh, the crazy lunatics in the media would flip their lids. But I have to tell you this funny story about masks and about protocols and what the world is going to be like. I live in a high-rise apartment building, right? Big building, tall, bunch of elevators. The staff keeps putting on the sign. You got to have your mask on. Masks are required. Now, they've had mask requirement signs up since July of last year, like most places have, right? So now residents in my building keep tearing down the sign that says you got to wear a mask. And the building management keeps putting the signs back up in the elevators. And now I noticed this morning somebody else put up a sign saying, to the person who's taking down, now they're putting up messages, and they're in this, you know what match back and forth. Obviously, there are people in the building who have decided they've had it with being told you got to wear a mask. I love the guy that keeps getting on the elevator with me. He goes for walks all the time. He takes his hand and he puts his hand over his mouth. And he holds his hand on his mouth during the elevator ride. Now, I'm thinking Dr. Fauci ain't going to approve of that. All right, nor would Judge Smales. We are rolling and rocking for a Monday. 800-655-MIKE. Great having you here. Your call, your voice, your perspective coming up, I promise, including these ridiculously bad jobs numbers the media doesn't seem to be noticing.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line. 1-800-655-MIKE.
I have an answer. I'm vaccinated against medical tyranny, and they don't need to know if I'm vaccinated or not.
I won't take the vaccination because I have stage 4 kidney disease, and nobody can tell me what, if anything, it will do or not do to my kidneys or the rest of my body.
Hey, Mike, what's life going to be like after COVID? Well, I tell you this, I'm not taking the vaccine. I have some other health issues. I'm not going to take that chance. I'm not afraid of the virus, and I live in Florida. So what's life going to be like for me? Just like it was before COVID, because Florida's great. Love the show.
Thank you. Florida is pretty great, I have to admit. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. Over the weekend, President Biden reacted to the anemic jobs numbers. They were expecting 1 million jobs going to be added to the rolls in April. It was a fraction of that. In fact, did you hear, before we play the Biden clip, don't we have the numbers were so bad, they thought over at CNBC that it was a typo. They thought that they had the wrong number in the teleprompter.
It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266, but maybe I have that wrong. Let me double check the Bureau website here. 1 second. Yes, 266 is correct. Unemployment change of 6.1%. So we have some issues here.
266,000.
Long-term unemployed.
Big revision.
Yes, that's what I'm...
Last month, 770 versus 916, yes. Minus 78,000 on the revision. If we look at manufacturing, change in private payrolls, there's only 218,000.
Houston, we got a problem. 260, hear the long pause. The best part is when they read the number for the first time. Play that one more time, Pabs, the very beginning.
It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
Just crickets.
But maybe I have that wrong.
It looks like Frank, Bob, hello, Tom. It looks like 200. We were expecting 1 million jobs added in April. It looks like 266. Quick, we got to figure out how to spin this. We got to put a happy face on this for Joe Biden. Here's the president announcing, well, it's not bad. We're still coming back.
But we're still digging out of an economic collapse that cost us 22 million jobs. Let me say that again. It cost us 22 million jobs. When we came in, we inherited a year of profound economic crisis and mismanagement on the virus. And we proposed, what we propose is going to work. We're going to get to 70%. But anyway, but look, it's also going to take focus, commitment, and time to get the economy moving again.
Yeah, an economic collapse that you helped engineer. And pay no attention to this study, as reported in the Wall Street Journal, that the lockdown didn't work. Oops. Quick, alert the kids. YouTube's going to take us down again because we advanced medical misinformation. Oh, no. Stick around. What's the future of the Republican Party post-Trump? They're battling it out over Liz Cheney. Governor Chris Christie had a pretty spot-on take about Liz Cheney. That and more all ahead.